I am Leonard Vidbian. It's Friday, November 29, and here's your news at 7 a.m. The Namibia Media Professionals Union condemned the ECN for cancelling a press briefing and holding a secret interview with NBC, excluding other media. It says the ECN failed to address voter registration issues and eroding public trust. NBC's perceived bias towards SWAPO raised concerns about its independence. Both bodies are accused of undermining democracy by withholding vital information from the public. Yesterday, the Electoral Commission confirmed that voting will be extended at certain polling stations due to complaints from political parties. Voting will continue today, the 29th of November, and tomorrow, the 30th of November, with fixed stations open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mobile polling stations are set to operate during specific hours. Graham Hopwood is the director at the Institute for Public Policy Research.
The ECN has recognized that some voters have been deprived of their right to vote, but I'm not sure what the rationale is behind the selection of the various polling stations and constituencies, I think across 8 different constituencies around the country. So why certain areas have been chosen and not others, obviously this is where the ECN have picked up problem. I think the ECN does need to explain how they came to the decision around which areas of the country they focused on for this reopening. But of course it does mean that we won't get final results now until sometime next week, hopefully earlier in the week rather than later.
Digital media expert Rupesh Soni highlighted concerns over the lack of communication from the Electoral Commission during the ongoing elections. Soni pointed out that unlike other countries where regular updates are provided to the media and public, citizens have seen little to no communications.
The political parties have been shut out, so that does not help the cause or to show them that they're actually serious about it. We were to look at South Africa recently, they had every hour updates, and that did help. I've seen it across other countries. It's very regular updates, even if it's via social media. Electoral Commission's page has been quiet for the last couple of days. Just shows that there is no proactiveness there. And it's quite a serious issue that one needs to look at.
To South Africa, where President Cyril Ramaphosa reaffirmed the government's dedication to tackling food insecurity affecting nearly 25% of the country's households and combating foodborne illnesses. Speaking to the country's National Council of Provinces, he highlighted intensified inspections for over 200,000 spaza shops, resulting in the closure of over 1,000 to safeguard public health.
Many South Africans get their food from spaza shops and informal traders. However, the recent spate of foodborne illnesses has highlighted the risks that are associated with these enterprises. The tragic deaths of a number of children has required urgent and decisive action.
To the United Kingdom, where net migration to the country dropped by 20% to 728,000 in the year to June 2024. This decline was due to stricter rules, including limits to study visa dependence. Despite this, the Labour government has rejected calls for a visa cap. Migration Minister Sima Malhotra said addressing the root causes of migration is necessary.
You can't just say that you're going to stop visas without having a way in which you're tackling the underlying reasons for recruitment from overseas. And we do know that the main driver of the increase in net migration have been recruiting from overseas workers. That's why what we've put in place is a different approach to make sure that we're upskilling workers in the UK and we have plans where there are shortages across the country.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.